You know, you're now, at least in the minds of the Blue Jays management, the coaching staff, fans, and the media, I mean, you're pretty much a sure thing with this team. Has that changed the way your approach is in spring this year?
No, not at all. I mean, a little bit because, I mean, I can focus a little more on working on things, not worrying about absolutely, you know, having to make the team. But I kind of approach it the same way as where, you know, I always feel like I have something to prove. So I always, you know, want to better myself and try to better myself each year and work on things. So a little bit, but not too much, really.
What is the attitude like around the camp this year in spring? You know, we've talked to guys like R.A. Dickey, Edwin Encarnacion, Brett Laurie. We've talked to the guys who were here last year, some of the new guys who went on to go to the World Baseball Classic. And I think we get the sense, Aaron, that there was kind of it's almost like there was an interruption. R.A. Dickey made the point the other day that he said, this is kind of nice because I come in and I see the same faces every day now. I feel like I'm sort of seeing my teammates as opposed to last year where I worked hard, came in, met a bunch of guys, left for 10 days, came back and had to pick it up all over again. I'm wondering for the guys who were here last year and the guys who were here this year, have you noticed a difference just in the way the clubhouse is coming together because guys aren't leaving to go someplace else?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like you said, you don't have that interruption in the middle of camp, especially last year. You know, we had a lot of new guys, so it was really important that we get together and you know, get connected as a team. But we're having that interruption. Last year was a little tough. This year, it's been real good. You know, you got the same group of guys, basically, that came into camp that we had last season. And, you know, we're looking to build on last year. And, yeah, it's been real easy going so far and fun, and everybody's ready to get started.
Aaron Loop joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Aaron's scheduled to pitch today against the Detroit Tigers. A lot has been made of the fact that DeHonor Navarro will be the Jays' everyday catcher. Eric Kratz, likely the number two catcher. Josh Tholey in the picture as well. People talk a lot about how a catcher and a starting pitcher have to get on the same page in spring training, how they have to develop a relationship. How difficult is it for a reliever and a catcher to be able to develop a relationship? Because clearly you're going to be pitching to DeHonor, not as much, at least in terms of innings, as the starting pitchers are. Has he gone about trying to introduce himself to you, or how do you guys go about establishing that type of a working relationship when, you know, you may only be pitching to a couple of batters or one inning in the spring, and today DeHonor isn't even here with the team? How do you go about developing that relationship?
Well, I think for the most part, you know, like you said, he's going around, he's introduced himself. You know, we've talked a lot, you know, like a little bit about like what I like to do and, you know, what he likes to do behind the plate. And for me, it's kind of a big deal because I put a lot of trust in the catcher. For me, you know, I'm kind of like a Mark Burley. I will shake, whereas Burley usually doesn't. But for the most part, I'm going to go on with the catchers, what he thinks, because he's been back there all game and he's been in the game and knows what's going on for the most part. So for me, it's a big deal. But he's done a good job. I mean, I've only got to throw to him once, and the one time I got to throw to him, it's been great. But yeah, for the most part, you try to get in during camp. You know, you talk to him a little bit, and if you got to throw aside some days, like a bullpen, you know, you get in and you try to get him to work with you then if you can't get him in a game. But for the most part, it's been pretty good, even though I only got to throw to him once.
You know, Aaron, John Gibbons, Alex Anthopoulos, Pete Walker, they'll say that when they look at this team, they kind of view the bullpen in a lot of ways as the heartbeat of this team. It was very reliable last year, absorbed an awful lot of innings, an awful lot of difficult situations. What's the camaraderie like with this bullpen group?
I mean, it's a great group. I mean, for the most part, we keep it loose down there. We like to have fun. We joke around a lot, but it's a great group of guys. I mean, from top to bottom, from your closer to the guy that's your middle relief guy. I think we're pretty solid. We're tight-knit down there. And for the most part, if you go out there and for some reason you falter, you know, the next guy coming in the game has got your back. And that's kind of how we roll now.
Aaron, when a lot of people look at you pitch, they look at your delivery. It tends to raise a lot of eyebrows. It's always kind of fun when people see you pitch for the first time. Talk to us a little bit about the decision. I believe it was 2011 when the Blue Jays had you lower your arm angle. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And is it more difficult for you to maintain your form mechanically in spring training than it might be for somebody who is more over the top?
Well, no, for me, it's actually pretty easy. It kind of came natural. For why, I don't really know. I mean, I kind of always had like a mid to high three-quarter slot, and they kind of raised me to be more that high three-quarter slot when I got drafted. And it ended up causing me, you know, I had some shoulder impingement, some irritation in my shoulder and my stuff. I just kind of lost my stuff. It got bad, and I wasn't having any success, and they knew I needed to make a change, and they dropped me down to basically where I'm at now, sidearm, and it kind of, for some reason, it just came natural. It felt good, and, you know, we built on it that whole 2011 season and just ran with it from there. But for me, for the most part, it came natural. It's been fairly easy for the most part. It's just kind of like you're going out there and playing infield and just whipping the ball sidearm. It's kind of what it feels like for the most part.